presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg Sugar Pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Double Action Danger. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Tops as a cereal with a little milk or cream. Tops as a snack right out of the box. Either way, you don't add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Yes, either way, you'll get plenty of pleasure eating those golden nuggets of pre-sweetened corn. Enjoy Sugar Pops often. Have Mom look for the package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding on the front. Men of the West seldom saw United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok without his faithful friend and deputy Jingles riding alongside. But there was once when Jingles turned up missing. Then, blazing six guns traced the path of Wild Bill's search across the Badlands to pull his partner from the jaws of Double Action Danger.
You're doing.
Hold it right there, big boy.
No, I ain't so sure I want to. What do you think of that?
Not much. Convince him, Mart. Sure, Rady.
Hey, now cut that out.
Reckon if you looked at the top of your hat, Jingles, you'd figure it was best to come along right tame-like.
My hat? Huh? Now, doggone it, you sand lizard. You shot two holes right through it. I got a good
mind. Don't go for them guns, Deputy. It's a short trip to Boot Hill from here.
All right, you salamanders got the drop on me.
That's right, Jughead. Now you can start riding straight down the trail. We got plans for you.
Yep.
That ain't nothing to the plans Wild Bill Hickok's gonna have for you, Jaspers, when I turn up missing.
Yeah?
Yeah, if I don't hit our Santa Fe office by sundown, Bill's gonna come thundering down your trail like a double-twisting Texas tornado.
And he ought to catch up to us by sometime tomorrow morning if he's as good as I hear he is.
And by that time, we'll be all set for him. Things is working out just like you said they would, Rady. Working out just fine.
Here's another ranch house, Buckshot.
Hoo, boy, hoo.
Howdy there, mister.
Yeah? What do you want?
Just want to ask a question or two.
Well, no need to get out of your saddle. We ain't got no use for strangers here, and I ain't answering no questions, so get to riding.
Now, hold on. I'm looking for a friend of mine. Big fellow, the chest like a cracker barrel and a voice like a banshee with the croup. You seen him?
If I'd have seen anything like that, I'd have shot it on sight. Now, get back on that horse before this rifle starts talking.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Your face is familiar. Don't they call you Shifty Mart over in Dry River?
I warned you, Hickok, now I'm going to shoot.
Oh, so you know who I am.
Why, you tin-horn star packer.
Now, mister, you're going to tell me the truth.
I ain't telling you nothing.
Have you seen Jingles?
Here's your answer, lawman.
Yeah, well, here's my next question. Now, get up from there.
You'll
no, you don't. Leave that rifle alone.
All right.
Now I'm going to have a look around this place. I'll find Jingles if I have to wade through a whole pasture full of varmints like you, Mart.
Jingles ain't here, I tell you.
I'll satisfy myself about that. Now move!
Now I'd take his word for it, Hickok, if I was you.
Well, Reedy Quirt, things are looking right peculiar around here.
What took you so long, Reedy? He's looking
Shut
for
up,
that...
Mart. Don't scratch Leather Hickok. If this gun ain't enough, there's four more behind them windows aimed right for your wishbone.
And four more guns means a gang. You didn't learn anything at the pen, did you, Reedy?
Sure, Hickok. I learned a lot.
I'm warning you, Reedy.
And I'm warning you, Hickok. Jingles is in that barn yonder with a six-gun pressed tight to his hollow head. One move out of you and you'll hear a shot. Bluey, no more Jingles.
Reedy, you're digging your grave. Steady that buckshot.
Now you're getting smart, Hickok.
You're holding spades now, mister, but I'll be back.
Maybe you don't hear so good, Marshal. Now, I'm going to make it real plain. If you want to see Jingles again, you're going to ride right back to your Santa Fe office and stay there.
Don't count on it, Reedy. All right, Buckshot, let's ride.
Say, maybe a lot of you wranglers sometimes get to thinking about what you'd like to be when you grow up. Well, one thing you want to keep in mind is that whatever you want to be, make sure it's something you'll enjoy doing. That's real important. And that's important, too, when you select a breakfast cereal for yourself. That's why I'm always telling all you wranglers about how good Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are. But you find out for yourself. You can have them for breakfast or eat them as a snack right out of the box. And you never add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. So have Mom pick up a large package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops when she shops. She can tell the right package if she remembers to look for Guy and Andy riding their horses across the front. That's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Reedy Quirt, an ex-convict, had organized a new gang and conceived a shrewd plan to remove Wild Bill Hickok as a threat to his outlaw operations. First, he captured Jingles, then forced Bill to back down to save his partner's life. But Wild Bill had promised to return, and that night, a long shadow stretched out in the moonlight behind the outlaw's barn.
Just a little closer to the barn, Buckshot boy. Yeah, this is good enough. Ooh, Buckshot. Quiet now, boy. Stand there. I'm going to try to find Jingles.
Doggone you, varmints. You wait till Wild Bill tracks you
Save
down.
Save your breath, Lot Barrel. Hickok's been here and gone.
Not for long, mister.
Now, don't you go hoorahing me, you low-life salamander. Bill ain't one to be fooled by the likes of you.
Ah, dry up. It's bad enough to have to sit out here guarding a big baboon like you without having to listen to you.
Yeah, it's a waste of time, ain't it?
Yeah, I figured it is, but Reedy didn't.
I got no more chance of getting away than nothing. You got me hogtied and chained to a post. And besides, if you went into the house, you could bring me a drink of water.
You're thirsty, huh?
Sure, you could just tell Reedy I was thirsty.
All right. You ain't going no place, that's a cinch.
Don't forget my water.
I'll get it in my own good time.
He's gone, Bill.
All right, Jingles.
Suffering sand fleas, Bill. I thought he said you'd been and gone.
I had, partner. I just came back.
Untie me and let me get out of here.
I'm not so sure that's a good idea, Jingles.
Huh? Now, what are you getting at?
How are they treating you?
Well, they ain't hurting me none. I'm getting fed and watered as regular as a horse, but what's that got to do with it? Come on, now, let's
Now, wait a minute, partner. You know what they're up to yet?
No, I don't, but it's something big.
You got a mighty good chance to find out, you know.
You mean if I stayed here as their prisoner? Now, Bill Hickok, I just ain't gonna
I won't
gonna
be
do...
far away. If they planned to kill us, we'd both be laid out by now.
Well, I don't like it. But I'll do it.
Good. How many men has Reedy got?
Well, I've seen five so far.
Must be close to 20 saddles in this barn. What would
now,
be...
you get back to that barn, you featherhead, and don't leave Jingles alone no more.
Bill, you've got to get out of here. Mart's coming back.
Yeah. You pump that Mart Jasper for information. I'll check back before sunup. Good luck, partner.
Good luck, he says. Doggone it, sometimes I got a mind to quit this business of being a lawman. Right now is one of those times.
You must be getting soft, Rady.
What gives you that idea, Mart?
Why did you go and pay out good money for that string of horses? We could have taken them off old man Wilson's ranch easy.
And get hauled up for rustling, huh? You ain't using your head, Mart. I got big plans. No penny ante stuff.
Yeah, I hope you know what you're doing.
Now, look, I sat in the pen for 4 years figuring this all out. I know what I'm doing. Now, let's go check on that big deputy. He's our ace now.
Ain't so sure about Hickok staying in town like you told him.
He'll stay all right. Okay, Shorty, you can go tend the horses. Mart will take over here.
How much longer are you varmints going to keep me tied up like a hog fattening for the fair?
By this time tomorrow night, I ain't going to care what happens to you, Jingles.
What time is it?
Some past midnight, and time you was getting your sleep. Mart, you'd better stretch one of them saddles out here and get your 40 winks.
Not on the ground. I'm sleeping up in the loft where it's soft.
You must figure to do a lot of riding with all them saddles.
20 miles ain't no riding.
Shut up, Mart. What he don't know won't hurt him.
He don't bother me. It's Hickok I'm thinking about.
Well, I'm smart enough to outfigure Hickok, and he knows I'm not fooling. If he shows his face around here, you both get it. It'll give you something to dream about, big boy.
Quiet, Jingles.
It's me.
Ooh-wee. I'm glad to see you. Oh, Bill, that Mart is sleeping up in the hayloft. Now, you be quiet.
All right. You learn anything?
I don't know. They drove a small herd of horses into that corral outside about midnight.
Yeah. They bought those from the Thunder Mountain Ranch today.
Bought them? That don't seem like something they'd do.
Yeah, I thought that too, partner. What else?
Well, I counted those saddles. There's 24 of them. They took them all out earlier.
Saddles and horses mean men and riding.
That's what I told them.
What'd they say?
Well, Mart said 20 miles wasn't much riding.
20 miles, huh?
Yeah. They must be going to hold up a bank or something 20 miles from here. Now, what town would that be? Bloomfield?
They say anything about a bank?
No, but what else would they be doing?
I don't know. It won't hurt to warn the sheriff, though. I'll go tap the telegraph wire and be back in half an hour.
Hey, Bill, now, something else.
Yeah?
Rady said he wouldn't care what happened to me by this time tomorrow night. Does that mean anything?
It means we've got 24 hours to find out what it is and catch them in the act. Sit tight, partner. I'll be back.
Sit tight? What else can I do? Doggone it. Mark!
So the great Wild Bill Hickok's going to go warn the sheriff and come back in a half hour.
You long-eared coyote, you was listening all the time.
Sure, and I could have plugged your tin horn marshal right between the eyes. But Rady didn't want no killing.
Hey, now, where are you going?
I reckon Hickok's out of earshot now. I'm going to get Rady down here pronto.
Now, what was that for?
That ought to bring Rady a running. When Hickok comes back, he's going to get the biggest reception he ever had. And it's going to be his last one.
You set, Mark?
Yeah, but why don't he come? I'm getting fed up with waiting.
No, take it easy and don't go to sleep. He'll be here. Here he is. Not a peep out of you, Jingles, or you're a dead goose.
Down, Bill!
You jughead! Blast him, boy! Oh, you missed him. Watch him now.
Flat cover, Bill. There's five of them hid out in here.
Gotcha, partner. There he is by the harness rack.
Missed again, Rady, you varmint. You ain't doing so good. No, no, Bill. Not under the law.
Mark, got you, Rady.
Bill, look out!
Nice work, Mark. That bale of hay knocked him colder than a mackerel. They've killed him, too. All right, boys, tie him up.
You low-down sidewinders. You ain't got the sand to let me loose for 2 minutes. I'd grind the five of you into cow feed.
Well, you're lucky you ain't both business for the corner right now, you beefed-up saddle tramp. It just don't happen to fit my plan.
Yeah, we should have plugged them.
We ain't got time. Get out there and saddle up them 20 other broncs and string them together. We're going to be late for the boys. They're breaking out in 4 hours.
Well, I got them all saddled.
Good.
But, Rady, we can't take a chance on Hickok getting loose. I got an idea.
All right, spill it.
Well, we ain't coming back here. Why don't I just set a little fire in the corner of the barn? It'll save burying these two lawmen.
Now, hold on.
That's a good idea, Mart. You go ahead. Wish I'd thought of it myself. So long, Jingles. If Hickok wakes up before the roof caves in, give him my best regards.
Wranglers, don't delay. Enter Kellogg's exciting Orange Bowl contest now. Listen to this first big prize. An all-expense-paid trip for you and companion to the Orange Bowl football game in Miami. In addition, there's a $1,000 U.S. savings bond for you. Plus $2,500 in cash for your favorite high school's athletic fund. And listen to this. You can take your favorite high school team to the Orange Bowl football game, all expenses paid by Kellogg's. Or if the team can't go with you, Kellogg's will give an extra $7,500 to your school. Here's a contest easy to win. Just write a few words about your favorite high school football team. Maybe you admire their spirit. Maybe they're the fightin'est outfit in the state. All entries will be judged on interest, sincerity, and factual content. So write that letter. Read the easy rules for this contest on the packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes or Kellogg's Pep, or see the November 2nd issue of Life magazine. As the first prize winner, you go to Miami Beach, Florida on a 3-day all-expense-paid trip. Fly both ways on a Delta C&S Airlines Super Convair. See the game from the 50-yard line. Stay at the beautiful Robert Clay Hotel. Ride on Kellogg's float in the Orange Bowl Parade. Kellogg's Orange Bowl contest is underway right now and closes November 30th. So hurry and get several entries in the mail. You, anyone can win, young or old, teenager or grown up. Get busy and enter today. Leaving Wild Bill and Jingles tied securely to a center post in the barn, Rady and his gang set fire to one corner of the tinder dry building and rode off.
Doggone them murdering Gila monsters. Bill! Bill! Oh, come on, Bill. Wake up. Fire's catching hold. Mm. Oh, that's it, Bill. Now, come on. Wake up. We ain't got long to live unless we can do something.
Jingles. Hey, partner, what happened?
Oh, one of them salamanders bounced a big bale of hay on top of your head and dropped you like a rabbit.
I smell smoke.
I ain't surprised. The whole corner of this doggone barn is burning right behind you. I ain't staying here for the finish.
You're trying to break this post. You picked yourself a big job, Jingles.
Now, I'll break it or my back. One or the other. Something's got to give.
Then let's get together on it. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, now push.
Give it, Bill.
Yeah, up at the top. All right, once more, partner.
Okay, now, here she comes, Bill.
Fall flat, Jingles.
How'd you come out, Bill?
Right on my face. Let's see if we can work these ropes off the post.
Mine are already off. I'm just about loose.
Not much time. That fire's gaining fast.
There. Now, Bill, let me get your ropes.
I'm free, partner.
Hey, look up there. The roof's caving in.
Run for it, partner. Come on. Right out.
Those varmints darn near figured us for angels, Bill.
Yeah, too close for comfort. Now that we're free, where'd they get to?
Come to think of it, I still don't know. They just said they had to meet somebody that was making a break for it in 4 hours. Then they rode off north.
North? Bloomfield south.
Hey, that's right. But what do you reckon making a break means?
Jingles, 20 miles. North, that means a territorial penitentiary.
The pen? But what about...
That accounts for those extra horses. Lady's going to build his gang by helping a bunch of convicts break out of the pen. Jingles, we got to stop those dastards.
Now, just how do you figure to do that?
Get a telegram to the warden with a warning first. Then burn a trail right up that Rady's back. Let's go.
Yeah, Rady, I sure got to hand it to you for planning out this whole jailbreak.
I got to hand it to you for thinking to burn that barn and get Hickok and Jingles out of my way.
You reckon the rest of it'll go smooth?
Sure. There's the prison walls right ahead of us. I'll bet Bald Red is starting the play already.
Well, we got the horses. What do we do? Just ride up to the gates and wait?
See that clump of trees south of the main tower?
Yeah?
Head for those. Shorty, Ned, cut them over.
Well, that spot's right under their guns, Rady.
How are they going to know what we're up to?
Oh, yeah, I get you. Head these cayuses in those trees, Rady.
Hey, what's going on? Boy, here. Pull it up, you bird.
Pull now. Whoa. Oh, Rady, they're wise. Somebody warned them.
You're crazy. Nobody knew but us and Hickok, and he's dead.
Well, maybe his ghost sent him a message.
Shut up. Nobody's going to upset my plans now. Unlimber them rifles, you jugheads, and pick off the guards on that wall.
Hey, listen to that, Bill. Reckon the warden got your telegram all right.
Yeah, I guess so, Jingles. Those guards on the wall are standing Rady and his gang off.
Yeah. Then it looks like we'd better move in and wrap them up.
Just what I was thinking, partner. Unholster those six guns and let's turn their heads. Go, there, boy.
Yeah. Now I'll bet that gave those Jaffers something to think about.
Look alive, Jingles. They spotted us coming in.
Now you varmints are going to have a fight on your hands. Look out, because I'm riding right down your throat.
Three of them are showing the colors, partner.
There's the main two we want, Bill. Straight ahead.
You take Mart. I'll get ready.
Fair enough. All right, you ring-tailed owl hoot. Haul up.
Come on, Hickok. I got a load of lead just waiting for you.
You got a gun, Bill, and I got a rope on Mart.
You think you've got nine lives, Marshal? Now I'm going to beat them all out of you.
You're welcome to try, Rady.
Well, here goes all...
You shouldn't have led with your chin, outlaw.
Ooh-wee, Bill. I'll bet that coyote will remember that jolt every day of his next 10 years in prison.
All right, Jingles. Let's pick him up and take him to the warden. He's got enough to hold him on, too.
Yeah. Say, Bill, this is a right good idea, catching our outlaws just outside the prison gate. Saves a lot of wear and tear on saddle leather. Not that I'm lazy, you understand. I was just born a little bit tired.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. See you again on Friday.
Yes, sirree, and we got a pip of a story for you. All about the little old hermit of Split Rock Canyon.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Choose your favorite from Kellogg's Variety Pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal that's good for you.
In Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Barney Phillips, Peter Leeds, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!